You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
Always a variety of ways you can reach out to your boys in the morning. Jeremy, can you detail what those are?
Yeah, a couple biggies. Of course, mix100.com, the station's website. Go there and search Dom and Jeremy up at the top. And then our Facebook page. God, we got a buttload of people on there. Check that out. That's Dom and Jeremy on Facebook, believe it or not.
Now, this guy sent an email, and he just said, no name, please. We get that quite a bit.
Okay.
And we get that. We appreciate, you know, we respect your request for anonymity. But we need to call him something, so let's call him Derek. So his name is now Derek.
Okay.
He says, at our company, we all park in one of those big parking garages with several floors. That sounds like what we do.
Yeah, I mean, we've got one of those.
Over here on Colorado Boulevard, it's like
four or five
floors.
It's so nice when it snows. No scraping.
He writes, and since most of us come in after 10, all the lower spots are taken. Well, I found out that one of our employees, you're going to love this, had a very professional-looking sign made up. One of those reserved parking space signs. He put it on the wall in front of one of the great spots down low and has been using it now for months.
I'm so not mad at this already.
Derek writes, it's not doing me any harm, but I'm a little angry that he can get away with getting a great space every day through a lie. I waited for a while for someone with the parking garage to figure it out, but now I don't think they ever will.
Mm-mm.
If you were me, would you say something to someone or just let it go? Thank you. I love your show. No name, please.
All right, Derek, the name we've given you. Busybody Derek.
Now, I can see why nothing has been done, and I'll tell you why. There's not like one. First of all, the person who owns or runs that parking garage is probably never walking up and down the aisles themselves.
Right.
Right. They have employees, and the employees are probably thinking, well, I don't know who that's.
They don't know who put it
legit.
There. Yeah, yeah. It could be a building
thing. They
might
have paid extra for it or something. And
yep.
The fact that it is a professional-looking reserve parking space.
She went on Amazon or something, or gosh, well, she might have had it custom-made.
Like yeah, it sounds custom.
Reserved spot.
I think what we need to do is write back to Derek and see if he'll take a picture of it.
Yeah, I want
to
see like the quality of this. This is professional grade quality here. It sounds
now
like.
let's face it. There are a bunch of really funny reserve parking space signs that you can use. Like reserve. Somebody gave me one before, and I put it up in my office, and it said reserve for Italians only.
Okay, there you go.
So it was just a joke, right?
Yeah.
It's funny, but I had it up in my office. But I've seen those all the time. And then you've got the ones that are, you know, reserved for employee of the month, which you should be
yep.
able to get.
Reserved for online pickup.
Yeah.
Those are big now. So, yeah, this is like, it's going to be there and it looks legit. Nobody's going to say anything. It's just Derek happened to see him put it up or something, right?
And I see what he's saying. He goes, it's not doing me any harm, but I'm just a little angry he can get away with getting a great space every day through a lie.
He's probably mad that he didn't think of it. And then if he goes and does the same thing, then it's going to be super suspicious. Did he say that the coworker actually saw Derek, like, as he was putting this thing up?
Or? No. Derek just says, I found out that one of our employees had the sign made.
Okay.
So somehow, first of all, let me just give a little bit of advice. Our phones are open, by the way. Phone lines wide open for people who want to sound off. You know, should Derek say something or not?
Because this guy will find out it's Derek, and then it's going to be a disaster at work, you know?
303-691-1MIX, 691-1649.
Leave it alone, Derek. Just leave it alone.
Trying to think of where I stand. My gut reaction is don't say anything. However, I feel like in the past on our show, we have the people who like to call us often are the ones who are like, you've got to say something. That ain't right. It is a lie. It's not fair to everyone else. It's not fair, not just to the people
in his
office.
He's breaking the rules.
Everyone in the whole parking garage.
He is breaking the rules. He shouldn't be doing this. But
we need calls right now. Should Derek say something, or is this one of those things that you just let it go? Let it go. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. What do you think our listeners are going to say?
Let it go.
I don't know. I feel like our listeners are the kinds that would stand up for truth, justice, and the American way.
Everybody that's going to call in are the people that, you know, circle the parking lot 14 times looking for that close spot.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just parking out and walking in. Those are the people that are calling.
Hello, Eric. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, fellas. How the heck are you?
Super duper, buddy.
It's been a good day so far. Yeah. Let's keep it rolling. What do you think? Should he tell somebody or not?
I don't think he should tell anybody. And I understand where he's coming from. You know, there is obviously a dishonesty about it, but I would most definitely not tell.
And the thing is it's like there's still parking spots there. You know, it's like he can still park and go into work.
And I'm kind of that guy that the first job I ever had when I was a kid, my boss told me park far away from the building, leave the great spots for the customers.
Yeah.
It sounds like this is an employee parking lot, so maybe that's not completely relative, but I still do that. I park far away, I walk, and I leave the empty spots in my mind for the people who need them.
Yeah, and the walk's good for you, too.
Yeah, you'll live longer, moving. Eric. So.
Well done, Eric.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, thanks for the call. We appreciate you being on the show, okay?
Later, man.
Thanks a lot, guys, and good luck to Derek.
All right. Good luck to him. Here comes, is it Mina? Is that right?
Yep, that's right. Good morning, boys.
Hi, Mina.
Well, hi, Mina. What's your advice for Derek?
You know, I would just park in his spot. What is he going to do?
There's zero retaliation, right? he's not going to complain to the building.
You're like, excuse me, this guy is parked in my spot that I forged.
Right. He's parked in front of my fake sign.
Now, that's funny. That's very funny, and it's a great idea. However, I believe that this other guy comes in before him. So Derek would actually have to get up, go in early, just to get one over.
Well, then do
guy.
It, right, Mina?
Do it. Yeah. Exactly. Just do it. One time.
If you're so wound up about this, get your butt up early and take the spot.
Exactly.
You know what? You are right. Just to do it one time, and then stand nearby.
And watch.
Yeah, and watch.
On the other side of things, he could also work later, wait till this guy leaves, and then run out and peel the sign off the wall. If he's that upset about it, wait till he leaves and then go take the sign off.
Or move it. Even move it to a different spot.
Yes, move it. That's hilarious.
Or you know what? Have a different sign made up that says reserve parking space for a jackass.
Yeah.
And just replace it.
Jerk parking only.
That would be awesome.
That's good.
Jackass parking only. That is, you know,
that's how you
like.
Settle it.
Here's why I love Dom and Jeremy listeners, because you guys know how to have some fun, Mina. We could party with you.
You're our people.
Yeah, of course.
Have a great
day. Thank you.
Thanks for being
on
the show.
Boys, have an amazing day.
You too. All
right, we appreciate it. Well, you've contributed to our amazing day. So we have time. I think that pretty much settles, but let's take one more. Jordan, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're
just
great.
Goofing.
It's a fun day. What's your answer
here? I love
the
idea of moving it. That's hilarious.
Isn't that great?
I think Derek probably should check with the parking company to see if he did actually buy that spot.
No, he already knows that the word is out from the company.
It's the only spot.
What he did, it's just him doing it.
It's one sign, one spot.
Yeah, he just had his own man.
If he didn't see the guy put the sign there, could the company have put it there?
No,
it sounds like he's talked.
No, it's this guy. Yeah, he told one person, which is this. That's his fatal flaw. Can we just get this across to our listeners right now? If you ever do something like this, zip your lip.
Just shut up.
Don't tell anybody.
Well, then I feel like Mina's solution is probably the best.
We agree.
Right. Yep.
We agree. Jordan, you're delightful. Have a fun Monday, okay?
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Thank you for being on the show. I think so that good. Settles it, right?
It's done. Get there
Move
early.
It.
and park.
Replace it with something else or park there.